Welcome to the Melting Pot Podcast, where we discuss the melting pot that is our various interests and projects. Today, I'd like to highlight my tips for writing blogs. Blogging is a fun, but sometimes challenging pastime that I'm sure many of you can relate to. I want to share some tips with you that I hope will make it easier. Let's get to it. The first question I like to ask bloggers is, what inspired you to start? Did you see a movie that you knew you needed to talk about and share with people? Is blogging a way to improve your writing skills? Are you trying to promote your business or yourself? I like to ask this question for two reasons. One, because I think it's important to know why you blog. For me, I wanted to share the things I was passionate about with other people, and that's the reason I've carried with me. And two, because it's important to set realistic expectations for yourself and be kind. Let's be real. We've all had days where we have bursts of creativity and almost don't have enough time to write all the ideas down, and then other days where the writer's block is so bad that we stare at a blank screen for hours at a time. It happens. It's all part of being a blogger. So, not only do I want you to keep the question of what inspired you to start blogging in the back of your mind, but also be kind to yourself throughout the process. Which brings me to my blog writing tips. I found these tips to be extremely helpful for me, and hopefully you will too. 1. Set a schedule, but be generous with yourself. Typically, I like to publish blogs bi-weekly, but life gets in the way, and sometimes I can't always keep to the schedule I set for myself. On those days, don't beat yourself up for falling behind. Remember that life happens, and you can always pick it up on another day. Give yourself the time and space to do that. 2. Always write about what you're interested in and passionate about. Never force yourself to write about a topic that isn't speaking to you. For one thing, it makes blogging a chore and less fun for you, and readers will be able to sense if you're not enthusiastic about something, but forcing yourself to write about it anyway. 3. Branding is important, but it shouldn't hold you back. If you write an entertainment blog that covers a myriad of topics like movies, games, shows, that gives you a variety to work with, and you won't be boxed into just one topic. 4. Think about your unique spin. If you're reviewing a popular show that everyone's talking about, what's a unique perspective that you can bring to the table? Then, instead of adding to the echo chamber of what everyone else is saying, you're bringing something new to the conversation that someone else might not have considered before. And there you have it. I hope these tips are useful for you. What tips do you have for blogging? Also, if you have any questions about writing blogs, reach out to The Melting Pot and let me know. I'd love to cover your questions on a future episode. That's all for today. Until next time, thank you for listening and have a great day.